Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A judge today sentenced Brian Koberger to life in prison for killing four University of Idaho students almost 3 years ago. Relatives and friends of the students gave emotional and angry impact statements.
You're a delusional, pathetic, hypochondriac loser.
Koberger remains silent. He's never said why he committed murder. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard appeared in the White House briefing room today to undermine the conclusion of a report years ago that Russia interfered in the 2016 election.
We're here today because the American people deserve the truth, they deserve accountability, and they deserve justice.
She claimed then-President Obama and others fabricated evidence. Aid groups are warning there's not much time left for starving Palestinians in Gaza. This surgeon at Nasser Hospital.
We have children begging in the halls of the hospital, not just for food, but they are begging for fresh water.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Portage County Sheriff's Office has released the name of the 82-year-old man who died in a UTV crash on Monday. Robert Helbach from the town of Lanark in Portage County died as a result of injuries he received after crashing his UTV into a dump truck. The Portage County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources investigated the crash. Initial findings show Helbach was traveling northbound on County Trunk Highway ZZ in the township of New Hope when he crashed into the rear of a parked dump truck. No other injuries were reported. Wisconsin residents will soon no longer need to pay state sales tax on their electric and natural gas bills year-round under the new biennial budget. The state sales tax exemption had previously applied only from November to April when utility bills tend to be higher due to winter weather. Under the new budget, the sales tax exemption will apply year-round and is estimated to save residents a combined nearly $180 million over the next 2 years. The sales tax will automatically be removed from energy bills beginning October 1st. Gas prices have continued to drop across the state. Lisa Hill reports.
Gas in Wisconsin is $2.92. That's down 6.9 cents from last week. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said the national price for gas fell alongside oil, which dropped over $2 a barrel. He said he doesn't expect to see much movement in prices as we get closer to August.
Prices in central Wisconsin range from $2.73 to $2.84 per gallon. You can find more news and sign up for our newsletter at WFHR.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, and 105.5 FM.
The Brewers remain the best. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with another win. They beat the Mariners in front of over 41,000 fans in Seattle, 10-2. Bryce Terang with three hits and five at-bats, driving in three runs. So the Brewers win the series, and at 61-41, still have the best record in Major League Baseball right now, manager Pat Murphy.
I think you got to understand that this is a bunch of people that, you know, have gotten to this point and just kept clawing away. You know, they're hungry.
Up next, the crew hosts the Marlins on Friday night. NFL Packers training camp underway, but center Elgton Jenkins not participating as he waits for a new contract.
You know, Elton's always done right by us. I think we've always done right by him. But we're excited to kind of see him move to this new position because we really do think he has an opportunity to really help our football team. And the team needs as many reps with him out there as possible.
That's the Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat advisory this evening. Occasional cloudiness for tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms around. Some strong with heavy rainfall. Warm and muggy with lows in the low 70s. Partly sunny for tomorrow, scattered storms, highs into the mid-80s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking about K-12 public education in this state from the Wisconsin Public Education Network Conference in Green Bay. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, what a night. This is going to be fun. Great to have you with me. We are coming to you live from beautiful Madison, Wisconsin, our state's capital. I will be here through the week. And Conrad is holding down the fort back in Green Bay. Have you seen anybody there today? Is it strange being there? Or is Eliza around or somebody?
I haven't seen anyone.
Oh, you just have the whole place to yourself, don't you?
It's Keggers.
You're a little too young. Well,
the last 3 days.
Great to have you with me tonight, folks. As I mentioned, I'm live in Madison. Conrad is up in Green Bay. Aaron Sommers is sticking around for a few minutes, as he often does here in Madison. It's great to have you here as well, buddy. How you doing, Aaron?
Doing pretty well. I mean, when I have the studio to myself here, I usually clip my toenails over the soundboard, but that's just me.
Which soundboard?
Yes.
Okay. I said which soundboard?
Yeah, all of them.
Okay. Well, you got a lot of toenails.
I mean, I have 10.
That's a horrible way to start the show. I cannot believe now people are thinking, I mean, you have great feet. I will say that, but the toenail thing, I'm sorry.
He gave me an idea.
But great.
Now.
Thank you. What's that?
I said, he gave me an idea. Now I'm going to do it over your chair.
I never touched that sunboard.
I'm going to do it over your chair, not the soundboard. So when you come back, there's just a pile.
I always check everything too. The people in Green Bay that work at that station are not the most hygienic group. So I always check anyway, but thank you to both you guys. Hey, we've got Frank Anderson tonight, folks. Frank will be here at 6:35. He is the founder of Wisconsinology.com, a really fun guest who we have on from time to time discussing. Frank has this unique ability where he can tie anything that's ever happened since the history of time to Wisconsin. Wisconsin is the center of the universe as far as Frank Anderson is considered. So it'll be fun. Frank always has great Wisconsin stories. Wisconsinology.com is a great follow, a great checkout. If you're so inclined, check it out. He's got fun, weird stories there, historical stories, celebrities from Wisconsin, great sports stories. It's all at Wisconsinology.com. And we'll be talking about Davy Crockett and a mob hit that Frank tied to Wisconsin that is interesting. So we'll do all that at 6:35 with our pal Frank. And then at 7:35, buckle up, folks. I know we just had, when was it, Conrad, that we had Kalen on last? Was it early June?
It was last time you were in Madison.
Okay. About a week ago Tuesday then. We had, Kalen was here, and she is so fun. She performed a couple songs. She's about to drop a new single, and she said, Pete, you are kind of a big shot in show business. I want to come on your show and give your listeners a sneak preview of her new song. I'm paraphrasing, but it was something to that effect. Kalen will be here at 7:35, and we are going to get a listen to her new song 2 days before it drops. So that will be fun. She'll be here at in studio, which will be fun too. And Aaron, are you going to stick? You're not sticking around for the whole show. You said you're going to go eat.
Yeah, I'm very hungry.
Okay. But would it kill you to bring a sack lunch?
I should have. That would have been a smart choice.
Yeah, whatever. You've earned it, buddy. All right. So, Con, I thought it would be fun tonight. I was just on John and Gordy. Mm-hmm. I was a guest because they were filling in for Maggie Dawn. I'm filling in for Maggie Dawn too, but I spell her name differently. I spell it Maggie, D-A-W-N. It's the dawn of a new Maggie here at 6 to 8 p.m. tonight. So
it's also a what soap.
Could that catch on? Dawn soap, yes.
I, think I use it for washing my dishes.
Thank God you said dishes. I think she's good to stick with D-A-U-N, Maggie Dawn. So Maggie will be back tomorrow. John and Gordy will be on tomorrow at their normal time. But it was fun to hang out with those guys. And they helped me promote Conrad, my OnlyFans page, which is starting to get traction. You know what I think we should do? I'm obviously joking. Although I do think, I was just telling Zomers this before. I guarantee you there's a market for people who want to watch a middle-aged guy change his clothes, do his dishes, you know, look at his phone, whatever. People are so bored and will look at anything. So what I thought could be fun, and Conrad, I need your okay on this. I would never, you know, volunteer you for this, but you and I should both set up OnlyFans page and see who gets more followers.
You know what? I think I'm okay on that. I don't think
he's
I'll
blushing.
Sign.
I don't Thomas, think he's blushing.
I don't think I'll sign up for that.
There's a market for everything. People are freaks.
I know. This is radio. What are we doing here? Let's have some fun. So anyway, that was fun. And it was great to be with those guys. John and Gordy are so much fun. We've got a great question, Conrad. I'm very excited. Conrad Krieger,
mm-hmm.
The K-Man, is behind tonight's question of the night. So let's give this question the best chance to succeed, and let's go right to your Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Where does up north start in Wisconsin? This comes by way of Conrad's family, actually, I should say. Conrad didn't even take credit for this. He's crediting his family for our question tonight, which is, where does up north start in our state? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I kind of teased this a little bit when I was on with those guys right before the top of the hour, and I think Portage, Wisconsin, claims to be the start of northern Wisconsin. John was raised in Milwaukee. He said anything north of 94. I think that's a bit much. I'm definitely up north. I'm in the Marinette area. But what do you think, folks? What do you, the listener, think? Where does up north start in Wisconsin? Text us on the app. Text us on the stream. You could check us out on YouTube, Facebook, or X, and leave us a stream comment or the old-fashioned 855-752-4842. We will read your text on the radio. So we went out last night. Conrad, you missed it.
Oh.
I got so drunk, and I was only drinking club soda. It took about 75 of them for me just to get a buzz.
That's quite a hefty bill for club soda.
it was free.
They ran out.
Hey, you know what, Zomers? they ran out of tonic. Remember the bartender? I said, he looks like he's up to no good. He was putting my credit card in as I was cashing out, and he's giving me the side eye, like doing one of these. If you're watching on the stream, you can see my brilliant acting. And then you said, well, maybe he thinks you're up to no good. Guess who I saw today at Chipotle?
Was it that bartender?
The bartender.
Ooh.
Way over on the west side. And here's what is even stranger. I said, hey, weren't you bartending at Paul's last night? He goes, yep. Like, nothing. I know we're in the same town, but Madison's not a tiny town. It's kind of a coincidence, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
I would expect he'd be like, yeah, how's it going? Or something, just, yep. Like, almost like he didn't want to be seen or recognized.
Well, I think
I don't know.
I think this all goes back to what you tipped him, you know?
No, listen, dude, I gave the guy a handsome tip. I bought Zomers and Todd. Pat Kreitlow left before I could buy him a drink. And he's a big drinker, so I don't want to spring for Pat. But it was like $12, and I tipped him like $5 because he scared me.
I wouldn't think that would be upsetting for any reason. So
I don't get it. It's just, you know, you know what he might have thought? He might have thought, oh God, this guy's going to want to eat with me just because he was in Paul's club last night. You know?
Maybe.
I'm not that guy. You know?
Maybe he watches you on PBS and he's like, this guy again.
Get away from this guy. Oh God. Good stuff. So, all right, Frank Anderson at 6:35, Kalen Cole, the remarkably talented Kalen Cole at 7:35. We You know what's funny? I was talking to my daughter who was home for the summer, and did you guys do this when you went to college? She said they go play bingo. So we were talking about bingo, and at Stevens Point, they have these bingo games, and they're, you know, bingo's fun. You go with the group, it's a good time. And then the next day, somebody brought up bingo. They said, do you guys play bingo? And my daughter said, I played in college. Like it was a sport or something. Yeah, I was on the bingo team. Played a little bingo in college.
I can't say that was a thing where I went to school, although they did try to make it a thing during the pandemic where they were like, all right, we can't do any dorm activities because everyone has to stay in their rooms. So what we're going to do is have you all open your doors. We hand out sanitized, like prepackaged bingo sheets and the stampers. And then we're going to call out the numbers and then you just yell out into the hall when you get a bingo. It was weird. And we won a pizza and they never gave it to us.
That is weird. Where did you go?
Lawrence University in Appleton.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, that's a great school. You paid Buku Dolores to go there.
Yeah.
What years were you there, if you don't mind? If that's too personal, you don't have to answer that. But
2017 to 2021, but I did not graduate because, you know, going during the pandemic and playing a trombone while wearing two face masks, one with a hole in the middle, and you pull down the one without a hole so you can play your trombone through the one with the hole, and you have a cover over the bell. And you can only have like six people in the room anyway. It was like, you know what? I'm not going to do this right now.
I don't blame you. They wouldn't even let you blow into the trombone without a mask?
Nope.
It seems like if you want, it's your trombone. If you want to give your trombone COVID, you should be allowed to do that.
Well, you are blowing spit through it everywhere. Right. So
that's true. My cousin Brian Murphy went there. That's why I was asking. I think he was there before you. Son of Pat Murphy, no relation. Dodgers or the Dodgers manager, the Brewers manager. I think they're tied now, right, Conrad? The Cubs and the Brewers are tied again.
No, the Cubs lost today and the Brewers won.
Oh, did they really?
The Brewers won handsomely.
That's why I can't keep up with baseball. I just got this information last night. They've already played today and now it's old news. Kind of ticks me.
Now the Brewers are back to first place in all of MLB.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah, it was fun watching that game. It's going to be the rest of the summer will be a blast. It's fun. That's when baseball is fun to me, is when there is a race for the pennant and it's close, because the games aren't, it's not like they're as exciting as football, but the actual race for the playoffs is a blast, I think. Do we have time to play that Barry Sanders clip, Conrad?
Yeah, we do.
Let's do that. This is Barry Sanders. And I just found this last night on Reels. He was such a class act. And they were asking him why he didn't go crazy or have a touchdown celebration. And I'm not against touchdown celebrations. I kind of like them when they're decent. But I also liked guys like Walter Payton, who would give the ball to the lineman to spike, or Barry Sanders. And this is what Barry Sanders had to say, famous Detroit Lion, about why he didn't do a crazy dance when he scored.
Why did you never feel the need to celebrate a score?
I thought after scoring, you know, a lot of times it takes a lot of energy. So I always thought, you know, I had done enough just by getting to the end zone, especially in the NFL. So there was, you know, and plus I'm not a great dancer anyway, but you know, there was nothing left to do, you know, but to hand the ball to the ref, you know, and put six points on the board.
That's a great answer. Loved Barry Sanders.
That guy laughed hysterically. Barry Sanders said that.
I mean, that was kind of funny. I know it was a little, that was a bit much, but, and Barry Sanders is a fine dancer. But our question of the night, folks, be part of the fun. Where does Up North start in Wisconsin? Let us know, and we will read your text on the radio. You can also text us on the stream or on the app. And Dave on the stream says the 45th parallel, which I think is also, isn't that a bar? So yeah, I guess we could start at a bar. What do you say, Conrad? This is your family, you know, that came up with this question.
I really do think it's location-based where you live in Wisconsin, because when I lived in Milwaukee and Kewaskum, I thought Green Bay was up north. And now that I live here, I don't feel like it's that much up north.
It's tropical.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I think Highway 29.
29, that's Toshano, right, from Green Bay? I think that's the road you take.
I think so.
I would agree with that. I would also say maybe Wausau. All right, we'll discuss all of this. We're going to discuss all this. We're going to read your text. And when we come back, we'll have a lot of fun. Aaron Zomers is here, folks, assisting Conrad and myself. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Only one thing I can say.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. It's time for the pregame show as the Rafters get ready to take on the Dock Spiders for game number two of the series here in Fond du Lac. And last night, it did not go the Rafters' way. A 17-13 victory for Fond du Lac. And I tell you what, that offense, oh man, it was fun to watch. It was ready to roll from the get-go. And taking a look back at it, the Dock Spiders scoring 17 runs. That outdid a Rafters season high of 20 hits in the game. But the Rafters had a couple of defensive errors, and the pitching certainly struggled as part of the loss. Taking a look at the pitching matchup for tonight's game, the Rafters sending out the righty Jace Barajas, brother of Junior Barajas, who was drafted into the MLB. Jace hoping to follow suit, maybe a little bit higher, but well, he'll have to keep on improving as he gets ready to be draft eligible in a couple of years, and hoping to take that next step here in Wisconsin Rapids. The righty making his first start of the season after he's made three appearances out of the bullpen prior. He's taking on Noah Chubb for the Dock Spiders, who is starting for the third time this season after pitching pretty well his last time out. That's a look at the pitching matchup. We'll go a little more in depth later in the show, but coming up, we have a pregame interview, as always, this time with Silva was a couple days ago. It's Eric Robles. Eric Robles joining the pregame show here, and excited to get to join him on the show to talk all about his season and, of course, what he's been seeing in the offense, really showing off yesterday what he was able to see from the coach's perspective. That comes up next. Eric Robles joins us, and then after that, it's a look at the starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown to follow here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Hello and welcome back into the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and joining me on the pregame interview, it's Eric Robles, assistant coach for the Rafters. And Eric, looking at yesterday's performance, the offense was really clicking there and really showed off its explosiveness. And here on the road, it's been pretty good post-All-Star break as well. 8 runs back at Green Bay, and then, of course, 13 last night. What's been working for the Rafters when they've been clicking?
You know what, I think the guys enjoy the road schedule. They like hitting the bus. It's a little looser day overall than being at home. But, you know, it's still the same game, whether home or away. The guys are just trying to put up quality at-bats. Focusing one pitch at a time, having a plan, executing the plan, and then finally getting a good pitch to hit. That's what the guys have been really focusing on, and they've been successful, especially on the road.
Well, a couple of phenomenal performances last night specifically I want to focus on. Obviously, 13 runs, 20 hits. It's a season high for the Rafters. And part of that, Hiroto Kobayashi, 4 extra base hits and his best game of the season so far. He's been here since day number one. What did you see from him yesterday, and how's it been working to kind of get on this track towards that explosive game?
Right, I think this season's been very interesting for Hiroto. I think he's been tinkering here and there, but I think he's finally found something that is going to stick. And I think he's, again, taking quality at-bats and just really putting good swings on the ball and allowing the game to be the game and not trying to do too much. And yesterday, it rewarded him by giving himself a good performance.
And does it have to do with a better swing? Does it have to do with taking better pitches? What is it that's making him successful exactly?
So I believe it's pitch selection, with especially not just Hiroto, but most of our hitters. Pitch selection is a big thing, and I think one thing he's honed in on is learning who he is as a hitter. Not trying to be someone else, just trying to be who Hiroto is, and it's a good ball player. Good ball player.
Well, not just Hiroto, but there's been a couple of other players as well that have really shined as of late. And another guy, Royce Clayton Jr., entering the leadoff spot. Did you have anything to do with that? And along with that, how has he been able to bat differently batting from the leadoff spot versus, you know, the 5-hole or the 9-hole where he's been batting most of the time this season?
Correct. Yeah, as a staff, I think we made the decision to move him up there because he's such a threat on the bases. And not just when he gets to the bases. You saw last night, these past couple of days, he's legged out a few infield hits, and that's a threat for the infield. Once he gets on first, I'm comfortable with him stealing on his own, doing his thing. He's a ball player that's hungry for the next step. So I think getting him up in the leadoff, getting him a few more at-bats will feed his hunger and help feed us to the rest of the year as well.
And along with him, a couple of second-half guys that have been coming in and making an impact. Specifically, you look at Landon Gaz, Kareem Arusevic, and Jake Beauchesne. The three of those guys have really been clicking here in the second half. What's it been like to kind of add those guys along with the breakouts of Clayton and Kobayashi?
You know, bringing in these guys, I have one word. These guys are grinders. These guys come up, they're at the yard early. They're always asking me for extra work, whether it be early or late, even after the game, asking for extra work, studying videos. These guys are just baseball players that really want to get better this summer. So they're taking this opportunity to get better. And, you know, whether win or loss, you still have to go out there and play the game, play it the right way. And those guys seem to do it the right way most of the time.
Well, first season as assistant coach for you with the Rafters, and I think it's worth mentioning that, you know, it's been a long season, and it's starting to get closer and closer to the end. You know, for you, what's been the biggest thing that you've learned from your first year here in the Northwoods League?
It'd be to have a daily plan. I think here is the closest thing to pro ball, and that's the, you know, the dream, not just for these players, but for me also, is to get to pro ball, to affiliated ball. I think this gives the best picture of what affiliated ball has to offer, is a daily game. And if you don't have a plan going into the day, it's gonna be a tough day. It's gonna be a long day. But I think the biggest adjustment is to remain where your feet are, is what I like to say.
Well, not just things that you've learned, but, I mean, it's been an experience as well. I mean, a lot of fun moments, a lot of highs and lows. What's the favorite moment that's going to stick with you for the rest of your life?
Ooh, wow. Well, for me, I look back on that first half, that 1 week road trip. I've never been on quite a road trip like that with that kind of miles. And the group that we had at that time was a very special group to me. It was my first summer. First half was very special, and those players made the trip very fun and, you know, memorable one for myself.
All right. Well, that's kind of all the questions I've got for you. Anything else that you want to add real quick?
No, just thank you, Raptors faithful. Let's go play a good game today.
All right. Well, looking forward to it as well. Once again, thank you so much joining us.
Thank you, Austin. I appreciate it.
That was Eric Robles, Raptors assistant coach. We're going to go ahead and step aside. And when we come back, it's time for starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown. All that comes up next. This is Raptors Baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Now time for Raptors baseball, and welcome in to Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, where the Raptors are taking on the Dock Spiders and hoping to get things rolling along. The Raptors certainly have a task cut out for them as the Dock Spiders offense exploded for 17 runs in the game yesterday. And the Dock Spiders, I tell you what, that offense has been clicking. They scored 11 runs in the game prior, which means that they have scored 28 runs in their past two games. Really looking good offensively and hoping to keep that momentum going. They are going to be taking on the Raptors starting pitcher of Jace Barajas to get rolling along here in the first inning. But before we get to that, it's going to be Noah Chubb on the mound for the Dock Spiders, and Chubb making his third start of the season, as I had previously mentioned in the open. And well, this year, it's not been his best performance of all time, but looking to get back on the right track. His last time out, pretty good. 1 1/3 innings, he didn't allow a run at Wausau, and only allowed 2 hits. Didn't walk a batter as well while striking out 3. Good performance there, and well, the time before was not his best. Going up against the Madison Mallards on July 13th, he allowed 5 runs. All 5 were earned in just 2 innings. His ERA on the season, 9.58. But this isn't his first rodeo in the Northwoods League. Last season, pitched for the Dock Spiders in 13 games and had a 4.35 ERA. Was hoping to get that a little bit lower this year, although it's gone the wrong direction. He'll be hoping to get it back in the right side of things here against Wisconsin Rapids. And the Raptors sending out their starting lineup today for the Raptors. Royce Clayton Jr. will lead things off. He is the center fielder. He'll be followed by Kareem Arusevic and Jake Beauchesne due up in the top of the first. And with Clayton stepping into the batter's box, he is going to hope to keep his red-hot streak going. He has been steaming hot as of late, and over these past few games, man, oh man, what can you not say about that guy? He's hoping to keep getting on base. That has been his focus. It's just getting on any way possible, taking a lot of walks, but also getting a lot of hits. Did have a double in the game yesterday as he went 3-for-4, but drew 3 walks. So any way to get on, like I mentioned, and that's what he's going to hope to do here with the first pitch coming on the way at 6:35 p.m. A check swing. He didn't go. It's called for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and a beautiful day here in Fond du Lac if you're in the shade. But if you're in the sun, it might be a little hot out here. 88 degrees. And it can certainly feel a lot hotter if you're not under the shade. Thankfully, I am, as the 1-0 count is going to miss for ball number two. And Clayton mentioned it, his game yesterday. The entire Rafters offense clicked yesterday. 2-0 count, fastball high for ball number three. That last pitch, 93 miles an hour on the gun. So showing off some good speed on these pitches for Noah Chubb, and just hoping to keep it rolling along. The 3-0 count misses upstairs for ball number four, and that is the leadoff walk for the Rafters. So Royce Clayton Jr. onto first base gets the Rafters offense started, and you look back to yesterday, it wasn't just the hits, but the Rafters as a team, they drew a ton of walks as well in the game. Walked 11 times to go with the 20 hits that they had. First pitch now to Kareem Arusovic. Hits the upper part of the strike zone for strike number one. An 0-1 count. Runner on first base is Clayton. And Robles mentioned it earlier. He's a good base stealer. Takes off for second. Throw on down. Not in time. Slid past the bag, but kept the hand on it. And it's a stolen base for Royce Clayton Jr. Now a runner in scoring position as the pitch missed for ball number one. A 1-1 count to Arusovic. Still nobody out in the top of the first inning, tied at zero. Chubb looking over to second, now brings it home. 1-1 count called on the upper outside corner for strike number two. 1-2 the count. Wind is blowing here at Fond du Lac. 12-mile-an-hour winds with up to 23-mile-an-hour gusts straight towards center field. Certainly a hitter's wind as Arusovic skies this one foul back out of play. Still a 1-2 count. So conditions looking like it'll be another hitter's game, but of course they have to step up and show out in order for that to happen. 1-2 count still, looking back to second. Chubb is making sure Clayton doesn't get too far off, but he gets still a lead anyways. 1-2 count misses high. Now 2-2 to Arusovic, and that a tough take, especially when there have been a couple of strikes called on him on the upper part of the strike zone. That one not missing by much more than those other two. But either way, Arusovic will take it. 2-2 count coming home. This time it's laced over to shortstop out of the air, but nobody covering the bag, and Clayton's able to get back in time to avoid being doubled up on the lineout to shortstop. Brings up Jake Beauchesne with a runner on second, but now one out in the top of the first. 0-0 between the Rafters and the Dock Spiders. And the Rafters losing back-to-back games now. They are certainly struggling in the second half and looking to get back on the right track. 4-15 as the first pitch to Beauchesne misses inside for ball number one. A 1-0 count. Madden Aka is on deck. Runner taking off from second, but it's fouled back by Beauchesne and would have been close over there at third, but I think Clayton could have had a second stolen base if that one hadn't been fouled back by Beauchesne. Of course, Clayton has some great speed, and he's trying to show it off any way that he can. Always does a good job on the base paths. But now back on second, 1-1 count. Breaking ball misses outside for ball number two. 2-1 the count to Beauchesne. And Beauchesne, right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Noah Chubb on the mound. 2-1 count. Clayton easing a little bit like he's going to go. High fastball is fouled away and out of play by Beauchesne. Now a 2-2 count. And Jake Beauchesne was part of the offensive explosion yesterday. He went 2-for-6 with a pair of RBIs. Rafters had 6 multi-hit games between their batting order, and Beauchesne was one of those 6. 2-2 the count with Clayton on second, and this one's hit on the ground up the middle over towards shortstop. It's there. Throw on to first is in time. Got it 6-3 to take care of Beauchesne, but Clayton does advance to third base. So it's productive, but it also means that with 2 outs, the sacrifice is no longer in order. And Matt and Akko will hope to pick up a hit here. And, well, he was able to do that a few times in the game yesterday. 4-for-5 on the night. He was one of 2 players that had 4 hits for the Rafters, both him and Hiroto Kobayashi. First pitch misses way high for ball number 1, a 1-0 count. And excited to get to see what Kobayashi will do in this one, but he is batting in the 8 hole. 1-0 count coming home. That one misses high for ball number 2. And Kobayashi been batting near the bottom of the order a majority of the season. Of course, he's been here since day number 1. 2-0 the count. It's popped up straight back and out of play and lands a couple of feet to my left in the grandstand behind home plate. And now a 2-1 count. And the Rafters just hoping that everything will click for once right now. It seems like every day when the offense is clicking, the pitching or the defense will fall behind. 2-1 count, gets a swing and a miss for strike number 2. Now 2-2 to Akko. So you're kind of hoping that the Rafters can at least get a little bit of all 3 today. 2-2 the count coming home. Akko holds off as it misses away. Ball number 3, now a 3-2 count. And Akko, call him Mr. Reliable, what he's been able to do for the Rafters this season. 3-2 the count. On the outside edge, called strike 3. Akko thought it was ball 4, but home plate umpire disagreed, and that gets us through the first inning. So Noah Chubb, after allowing the leadoff walk, he does not allow a run, no hits, no errors, and there was 1 left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. It is 0-0 here in Fond du Lac when we come back on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Pekawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place. Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers. Hey, Rafters fans, Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now in the bottom of the first inning, and Devin Nunez leads off for the Dock Spiders. The Rafters and Spiders are tied 0-0, and Nunez, the left-handed hitting DH, now a 1-2 count, and he swings and misses for strike number 3. First K of the game for Jace Barajas, as he looked very strong and located on those first couple of pitches, and now taking on Taylor Freeman, the second batter in the order for the Dock Spiders. And Freeman will be followed by James Hankerson Jr., due up in the bottom of the first. The Rafters had a leadoff walk in the top of the inning, but then three straight batters retired by Noah Chubb, and it sends it over to Barajas. 0-1 the count to Freeman. It's skied straight back and out of play on a foul ball. Now 0-2 the count, and Taylor Freeman, right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup with Barajas on the rubber, making his first start for the Rafters, and another swing and a miss. Back-to-back Ks for Jace Barajas, and it brings up James Hankerson Jr. with the bases empty and two outs in the bottom of the first. Well, I've really liked what I've seen from Barajas in his first three appearances. Now, the first one didn't go his way. He allowed four runs over an inning and two-thirds. However, it all combined as four straight hits chased him from the game. And the last one, a three-run home run that made him pay for the damage left on board. First pitch now to James Hankerson Jr. called for strike number 1. 0-1 the count. Misses high and now 1-1. And Barajas, a right-handed pitcher who pitched to his brother behind the plate a couple of times earlier in the season. 1-1 count, called for strike number 2. 1-2 the count, and Barajas looking to strike out the side in the bottom of the first. 1-2 coming home, breaking ball, couldn't get a swing, now 2-2. And I tell you what, he looks dialed in right now. He's trying to take care of Hankerson. 2-2 count coming home. It is just outside for ball number 3. Now a 3-2 count to Hankerson. Left-handed hitting first baseman. He's a switch hitter, but hitting from the left-handed side in this at-bat. 3-2 the count coming home, and this one is laced out towards right center field. On the run in center field, this will get down in front of Clayton on the warning track. Bounces off the wall. Throw will come in, and now rounding second to third. The relay throw coming in. It is late and backed up by Barajas. A triple for James Hankerson Jr. First hit of the game, and it puts a runner just 90 feet away from scoring in the bottom of the first. Big time damage on that one, and just hit to the deepest part of the ballpark. I tell you what, that part, maybe 400 feet back. Doesn't have a number quite back to it, but it is very far out there. Now Landon Mensick at the plate. First pitch to him, misses away for ball number 1. And Mensick, a right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup. Taking a look at what Mensick has been able to do. Last game went 0-3, but he did draw 2 walks. As the 1-0 count misses high again, 2-0 the count. And Barajas worked ahead on the first three batters that he saw. But now behind 2-0 on Mensick, and this one is fouled back to bring it 2-1. So trying to find the location once again. You look at the three appearances for Barajas, he's walked 5 batters over 6 innings. His last time out, he walked 3 and two and a third. 2-1 count in there for a strike. Now 2-2. And in that appearance back at Witter Field against the Madison Mallards, certainly saw the flashes of dominance that he could bring. 2-2 count, breaking ball outside, and it's a full count to Mensick. His best appearance of the season, though, got to go back to July 12th, right before the All-Star break, when he went two innings and allowed just one run with two strikeouts. 3-2 count coming home, swing and a miss for strike number three, and Barajas gets three Ks in the first inning. No runs on the one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. We go to the top of the second. It is 0-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
In the top of the second inning, the Rafters are going to be led off by their 5, 6, and 7 batters in the order. That is Landon Gaz, Luke Skinner, and Harrison Garrett due up in the top of the second. The Rafters and Dock Spiders tied 0-0 after a 3-strikeout first inning from Jace Barajas. Although he did allow the 2-out triple from James Hankerson Jr., it did not seem to matter. First pitch of the second inning misses tight to Gaz for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Gaz, talk about guys on a roll, he has certainly been on one as of late. Fouls the 1-0 count high and out of play and moves it back even. Gaz, the right-handed hitting DH, of course, back in the lineup, and got to be a mainstay with the way that he is hitting. 1-1 count coming home. It misses low for ball number two, a 2-1 count to the Rafters DH. On the season, Gaz batting .320. He leads all active players. 2-1 the count. Misses high for ball number three, a 3-1 count. And that's in part due to his last 10 games where he's got a hit in 9 of the last 10. And over that stretch, an 1140 OPS. 3-1 count coming home, gets fouled high and out of play. Now a full count brings it 3-2. So Gaz fighting to stay alive at the plate. It hasn't just been the hits. I mean, he's been able to draw walks as well over that time. Going to see him get on base any way possible. 3-2 count coming home, but not there. He swings and misses at strike number three. Second K of the game for Noah Chubb, and it brings up Luke Skinner with one away, and the base is empty in the top of the second. Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Chubb on the mound. And taking a look at Luke Skinner, a rough season for him so far, but looking to turn things around, and of course he had a triple yesterday as that pitch misses upstairs for ball number one, a 1-0 count. First triple the Rafters have had in a while. 1-0 count coming home. This one's laced out towards right field. Going back, it will be caught by the right fielder Mensick for out number two. Two up, two down in the top of the second, and it brings up Harrison Garrett to the plate with two away and the bases empty. Garrett, the right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-righty matchup with Noah Chubb on the mound. Chubb toes the rubber, now brings the pitch home, but misses high on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Garrett 0-for-1 in his Rafters career, but he has reached base six times as he swings and misses at the 1-0 to bring it back even. He's got four walks and two hit-by-pitches and only been retired one time. Still looking for that first hit, though, and the 1-1 count now to him. Misses and hits him in the back, so there's a seventh time on base. He doesn't need the hits. He just gets on base, I tell you what. You know that scene from Moneyball where they ask about what does this guy bring to the team? He gets on base. That's exactly what Harrison Garrett does. He gets on base. Brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with a runner on first base and two outs in the top of the second. First pitch, breaking ball in there for strike number one. 78 miles an hour on that last pitch. Big time drop off, 15 miles an hour from his 93 fastball. 0-1 the count, and Chubb looking home. Brings the pitch in, but it misses away for ball number one. 1-1 the count, and Kobayashi, man, oh man, what a game he had yesterday. Four extra base hits in one night. It is, of course, a Rafters season high as the 1-1 count comes in and hits the upper part of the zone for strike number two, and that was the upper part of the zone right on that edge, and Kobayashi kind of steps back and says, ooh, that's a strike. 1-2 the count now. Righty-righty matchup coming home, and that time it misses high for ball number two, a 2-2 count. Kobayashi, his first home run of the season yesterday. Sent it over the left field wall, and he had a couple other hits that almost went out as well. That bounced off. 2-2 count, misses high and tight, ball number three, and Kobayashi had to duck away from the batter's box, and now we'll step back in with a full count. It's 3-2 with two away and a runner on first. Still tied at zero, and Garrett a little bit of a lead, not taking off though. Swing and a miss, but it gets away, so Kobayashi will try and take off to first base, and he will reach safely. So with that, the Rafters inning stays alive despite the strikeout because Kobayashi was able to reach first on a wild pitch. Harrison Garrett also advanced to second on the wild pitch. And it brings up Eric Harper with runners on first and second and two away in the top of the second. Harper, the right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup with Chubb. First pitch inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And taking a look at the Dock Spiders' defensive alignment on the mound. It's Chubb behind the plate. It's Quinn Chambeau. 1-0 the count. And Harper looks to send one into play, but the pitch pops out of the glove of Chambeau and doesn't roll too far, though. He's able to keep Garrett on second base. A 2-0 count to Harper. And Harper drew a pair of walks in the game yesterday. Also hit two sacrifice flies, although he was 0-for-2. And still looking to get back in the hit column. Got a 2-0 count here, a lead, and hoping to see a pitch to hit. 2-0 count in there for strike number one. 2-1 the count. For the Dock Spiders on the defensive infield, at first base, it's James Hankerson Jr. Second is Camden Kunke. Third is Reese McCarthy and shortstop Tommy Guggins. 2-1 count, grounded, laced into the Rafters out fencing, and now a 2-2 count. Finishing up the defensive alignment for the Dock Spiders in the outfield. In left, it's Taylor Freeman. In center, Garrett Greco. And in right, Landon Mensick. Rafters have runners on first and second with two away and a 2-2 count to Harper. Chubb looks back to second, now fires, breaking ball, misses just outside for ball number three. Not by much on that one. A tough pitch to spit on from Eric Harper, but able to stay up at the plate, and he's got a full count. Runners taking off, the pitch misses high for ball number four, and that's three straight batters that have reached, although all on different ways and none of them on hits. Harper draws a walk and sends Kobayashi to second. Harrison Garrett now on third base. The Rafters have the bases loaded with two outs in the top of the second. Back to the top of the order. Royce Clayton Jr. takes the first pitch high for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup, and Clayton continues to be on a roll. This is his first official AB of the game as he swings and misses for strike number one. He drew a walk back in the first inning, stole second base and ended up on third, but that's where he was stranded at. 1-1 the count with the bases juiced. Two away.